Before we begin, this podcast is a place of acceptance, diversity, and respect.
This podcast respects all aspects of people, including race, ethnicity, gender expression, sexual orientation, socioeconomic background, age, religion, and ability.
That being said, let us begin.
What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, Uplifting, and Positive News for a More Progressive Society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
That's what we do. This is the Positive Truth, bringing you that uplifting and positive news every Monday and Wednesday. On Fridays, we talk about an issue, why it's an issue, facts about it, and how you can change it for the better. This Friday, we're talking about food waste, the crazy alarming statistics, and what you can do to stop food waste. It's going to be a great episode. There's a preview in our social medias. It's on our Facebook, our Twitter, and our Instagram. Make sure to follow those. If you want to support the podcast, give us a 5-star review on iTunes. Like, share, and subscribe. We keep talking about it because we want to spread this positive news. Tim, how are you?
I am doing well. I am here, and I'm ready to spread some positivity. How are you doing, sir?
Oh, same. I'm surviving school. Surviving programming and calculus so far. We'll see how I feel in a couple of weeks. But so far, so good.
Sounds good, man. Well, I know we have 14 stories today.
You know it.
Man, so let's go ahead and jump right into it. You go ahead and knock a couple out, JP.
So we're going to start in OKC, because why are we starting in OKC, Tim?
Because that is where we are based here at the Positive Truth.
Absolutely. And we have a story about a nurse, got the Daisy Award. It's absolutely awesome. Her name is Sarah Cole King. She basically got the award from the mother she was helping. The mother had a baby at 28 weeks, so 3 months early. So yeah, the baby needed a lot of help. And she said that Sarah made her feel like she was at home, always cared for the baby, always was right there, helped her out so much. So after she left, Sarah was just like, oh, I always do this. It's not a big deal. So the mother looked into like how she can reward Sarah, and she found out about the Daisy Award, and it's an award that rewards awesome nurses for doing awesome at their job. And we got this recognition, and that's why we're talking about it.
Man, that's super awesome. Sarah Cole King is like a dope name, by the way. I don't know why. It just had like a certain ring to it. But in all reality though, man, first off, like the fact that she was like, Sarah Cole King said, this is no big deal. This is what I always do. I'm just doing my job. Like when you're doing everything right, and sometimes you don't even know who's watching. If you're doing everything right, you'll get awarded for it, or you'll get recognized for it, just like Sarah did for that lady and her baby. I mean, being born at 28 weeks, I couldn't even imagine. Like that's something terrifying.
Man.
And for Sarah to make it easy for the woman and get the recognition, that's definitely positive newsworthy.
Oh, and it's only going to get better today on the Positive Truth, Tim.
And that's awesome. What else you got for us, JP?
Okay. I'm going to start in Chile. Chile has created 5 national parks with over 10 million acres, an historic act of conservation.
Say that again?
They're making 5 new national parks that is over 10 million acres for conservation of nature.
5 parks over 10 million acres.
Yep. It's a lot.
That is huge. Like, I'm really like, what? Wow. So 2 million acres per park, basically.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's huge. That's dope.
We like parks here at the Positive Truth.
Yeah, I mean, anything green, we're with it, for sure.
Speaking of green.
Yes, sir.
I have drones. We've been talking about awesome drone stories. Tim, you want to share a few we've done so far?
Oh man, what did we do last? What the drone that saved those 2 surfers that were like 3,500 feet away from land?
The first time they used it?
Yeah, the first time they were like messing around with it, then all of a sudden they dropped it off into the water and it saved 2 guys' lives. It got there in like 70 seconds or something like that. What else did we have? We had, I think, drones that were delivering food and medicine to villages that couldn't reach or weren't near a pharmacy or doctors. I know we had that one that was delivering tacos in Australia.
Hey.
What's this one about, JP?
So this one's about drones, that they put seeds on them, and they can plant up to 100,000 trees a day.
Now that is a very interesting way how to for using a drone for sure. That's so, going green at its best.
Yeah, so basically the world's losing about, you know, 74 to 95,000 square miles of forest a year, but they've had these drones that they basically just put seeds on and they fly them and they just drop them where they know trees will grow and they don't have to like go in the forest and just, you know, risk lives. They just gotta sit back, drop off seeds. I think it's awesome, so that's why I'm talking about it.
Yeah, man, that's dope. Man, that, we need to get that job. You know, fly some drones, plant some trees, you know, live the dream.
Chill in the park, planting seeds.
That sounds amazing to me.
Speaking of planting seeds, they're going to be using it in New Zealand, which is planning on eliminating its gas emissions by 2050, and it's going to plant 100 million trees per year.
Man, 100 million trees. There's so many trees getting planted. It's amazing. We got to catch on in the United States, man. We're slacking.
You said you're going to build a tree and you're not build a tree. Wow, JP.
I see what school did to you. Yeah, I planted a peach tree last year, man.
You going to plant another one?
Yeah. This spring coming up. Actually, probably here in the next 2 months, we'll plant another tree. I wanted to plant a... What were you going to say?
You should plant a tree for every kid you and Ed to have.
That's the goal, man. In all reality, that's the goal. We planted one, you know, for our marriage, that peach tree, and there was already a fig tree back there. So now next is, like, going to be a cherry tree because I like cardinals, and cardinals like to eat, like, cherry seeds and stuff. So we'll mess with that. But anyways, back to the positive news stories.
I just want to say 10 years ago, if I would have told you, Tim, that would have come out of your mouth. You'd be like, never. Straight truth player.
Oh, man. Time flies.
What do you got, Tim?
Oh, man. Well, I got to... I'm over here laughing because 10 years ago, you're absolutely right. Well, I got a puppy story. Let me brighten up my day real quick. So this... I don't know how to say this dog's name. I'm going to guess it's a Wemarnar? What? I don't know. It's a puppy. A 12-week-old puppy named Riley. The Boston Museum of Fine Arts actually hired this puppy to sniff out any kind of bugs or other critters that could potentially damage valuable artwork in the museum. So it's a trial program. They're just wanting to see how things work. And they know that, you know, nothing's stronger than a dog's nose when it comes to finding things. Because obviously, you know, dogs, they're used to sniff out bombs and drugs and other such things. And yeah, man, I just thought it was really dope and something I definitely should share with you all that are dog lovers like me. It brightened up my day to see a puppy with a job. So take that, world. And I'll go off to my next story. So I have an Arizona trooper that pulled an unconscious man out of his car before it got hit by a train. So In Arizona, the Department of Public Safety trooper, he's been credited with saving this man's life because 56-year-old man was passed out and completely unconscious in his car when it was on some railroad tracks. The officer came behind him, realized that he was passed out, saw the train coming, immediately climbed in, unbuckled his seatbelt, and pulled this 300-pound man 25 feet away from his car just seconds before the car was hit, and then the car went 150 feet down the line. So, Samson...
Do you have a video?
No, man, I don't have a video. Oh, man, if there was, that would have been nuts. But, so... what's the officer's name? I have his name somewhere. Henry Roanhorse is credited for saving this man's life. At first, whenever he was Roanhorse was pulling the man out of his car, the man woke up and started fighting the police officer because he didn't know what was going on. And then once his car was hit and he saw what happened, he thanked the officer immediately.
Was he just asleep?
No, he was just unconscious, man. I'm not too sure what was going on. They didn't say if he was asleep or drunk or anything, but... It definitely brought up the positivity, and that's what we're about for sure.
Can you imagine that adrenaline rush? You see a car, you see a train coming, you kind of in your head figure out how much time you got, you run out. See, he's not exactly the smallest person. You unbuckle the seatbelt, drag him out right before the train comes.
See, I'm only assuming there was no thinking involved. It just kind of like boom, 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 boom. Because like, I was moving my refrigerator from the garage a couple days ago, and that thing almost fell on me, right? And there was no thinking. I changed my form immediately, straightened out my bag, bent my knees, and saved my own life by, like, lifting it off me. So I'm assuming that's exactly what happened with this guy. He just went for it, unbuckled the seatbelt, pulled as hard as he could, and went with it.
See, that's why we got to appreciate these police officers, because anybody that would have hesitated, that would have ended badly.
Absolutely.
I like that story, though, Tim. Usually you have a video, so I was hyped for that one.
I hear that.
But you know what else you don't like, Tim?
What's
The dentist.
I hate the dentist.
And so we did the story, you know, science is cool with the positive truth, about how stem cells were basically ending root canals. And we did that story a few months ago, and it's pretty much, we did it July 2016, so more than a few months ago.
Yeah, I was about to say, that was a while ago. I remember you talking about it, and I was in shock.
So, it's pretty much been confirmed it's going to happen.
That's legit. I'm glad that was a nice little follow-up, man.
That was just for you, Tim.
For sure, man. I hate the dentist. Like, every time I had a cavity as a kid, like, my dentist would gripe me out so bad, like, I would tear up. It was terrible for me, so, man.
my dentist was really nice, Tim. I'm sorry.
Dude, I didn't take care of my teeth when I was a kid, and my dentist definitely let me know.
Well, my dentist made me feel happy, and I won a beaver there once, so that's cool.
You won a beaver?
Yeah, it was like an auction thing. It was like a beaver hand puppet. And you know, sometimes as a kid, you just want something because it's like, I could win this, so you put your name in, and I ended up winning it.
Well, that's dope, man. A beaver hand puppet. So, yeah. I thought it was like a real-life beaver for a second. I was like, JP, I don't know what your mom was thinking letting you keep a beaver, but...
Man, I could barely keep a goldfish.
Man, let's not talk about goldfish. Ugh. What else you got for us, JP?
So I have another awesome positive news story. Absolutely awesome. You remember the stories we did about Norway's men? And they were like, why are the women getting paid so much less than the men are in soccer or football? Right. Depends on where you're at. So the players from Norway's team have taken a pay cut to make sure they get paid the same as the women on the national team.
Yo, that's how you fight for equal rights. America needs to take stand because our women's soccer team is amazing and our men still get paid more and we can't even make the World Cup.
Exactly. So... Norway's men was like, we gotta help this. Like, how do we help? And the obvious solution for them was, well, we can just, to protest this, we'll get paid less for the women.
That's kind of a crappy way to protest, though. I mean, it's good. I love what they stood for. But at the end of the day, the people that are making money are like, shh, go ahead and take that money. We ain't gonna pay them. And y'all get paid less anyways.
Hey, it's a step in the right direction, Tim.
Absolutely, absolutely. I like the cause for sure.
It's a group of people that are not being oppressed, standing up for people that are being oppressed.
You're right, man. Let me shut up.
What do you got, Tim?
Man, I got two more. One of them that I have is this engineer who lived modestly. He's a World War II veteran. He donated $37 million to a local charity prior to his death.
Whoa.
So most people didn't know Raymond Suckling was a wealthy man at all. He was a longtime mechanical engineer from Sewickley, Pennsylvania. And yeah, I mean, he just lived a modest life. He would cut his own grass, you know, wasn't like living lavishly at all whatsoever. He didn't have anything like real expensive, not an expensive car at all, but he had $37.1 million to donate to the Pittsburgh Foundation before he passed away. It just proves he chose to live a modest life to give back before he passed away, man. And I thought this was really, really awesome because basically he wanted the money to go to the Sewickley Public Library, the Heritage Valley Health System in Sewickley, and nonprofits and programs in Sewickley region that help low-income youth and families. So he basically made so much money off of his investments and him living a modest life that he decided to give back to his community. That's like goals as a person, man. Like, that's exactly what I want to do. I want to make enough money one day where I can help out the southwest side of Oklahoma City.
I concur with everything you just said, Tim. And what was his name? Ronald what? Suckling. Suckling? Yeah, he's a better person than me. If I had
Suckling.
Oh, Raymond, my bad.
You're good.
If I had $37 million in the bank, I consider myself modest now. Like, if you gave me $37 million, I'm going to need a house, I'm going to travel, and I'm never going to cut my own grass.
Man, I have no idea what's going on right now. Oh, my bad. Well, I definitely concur with that. I would be traveling like wild. Like, yeah, I would never be home. but in all reality, hopefully one day, you know, I can mature up enough where I won't be traveling. I'm not into material things or anything like that, but I definitely would love to give back the way that he did. $37.1 million going to specific places is amazing.
Like, also, like, why is this not getting covered in the national news? This is an awesome, positive story.
Yeah, like, I'm looking at it online, and I'm just like, yo, only 52 people on Facebook shared this. You know what I mean? So, to me, it doesn't even make any sense. We got to share this on the Positive Truth with our listeners. You guys definitely got to talk about this story a little bit more. People should know about this.
Yeah, go to the Positive Truth Webs Facebook page, hit that like button, hit that share button.
Tú sabes. You got any more stories? I got one more left, JB.
Oh, I got four.
All right, cool. Go ahead.
So you remember you were talking about the train earlier?
Yes, sir.
So I really like this positive news story because we have to believe in each other. And this is a story, like, sometimes when you have all the negative news, you just don't believe in the people around you. You feel like everyone's just doing bad things. But this one's just a simple, simple positive news story we all can do and that we can all relate to. Her name is Ella Johannesson. And she was stressed and upset about her finances. She was traveling on the train. She was in her last semester of college, and she was broke. She's 23. She got into debt her final year of study. She had to give up her part-time job so she could graduate. She was just like, I have no money, and I'm trying to graduate college. And so, you know, stressed and upset, she did what I like to do. Well, I just like to do this in general. She took a nap.
I thought you were going to say eat pizza.
That too. And she woke up to find a 100-pound gif under a napkin on her lap saying, just don't give up. She don't know who donated it, didn't know anything about it. It's just somebody that heard it, wanted to help out, and I think it's awesome.
Man, that is awesome, and that is something that everybody can do. Something so small can help somebody in the most impactful way possible. So yeah, JP, I'm with that, man. That's awesome.
Speaking of impactful way, apparently the Super Bowl is this Sunday, and I didn't know.
Sounds about right.
And an Eagles fan has season tickets, got tickets to the Super Bowl. He found out about Cole Fitzgerald. He's 13, and he just beat cancer. And he was so inspired that basically they gave this man the Super Bowl tickets.
Wow. Yeah, that's dope, man.
Yeah, that's pretty dope. If someone gave me finals tickets to the NBA, I would lose my mind.
Like, Super Bowl tickets are ridiculously expensive, too. You're talking about in the thousands. You're not going to find one cheaper than $500, and then $500 is probably going to be all the way at the top, if that. You can even find one that cheap. So I think that's real awesome.
Absolutely. You want me to keep going?
I'll go ahead and knock my last one out so you can knock your last two out. Well, my last one is pretty dope. So, a 16-year-old girl from Melbourne, Australia, she became the youngest person to conquer the polar hat trick. Do you know what that is?
Oh, what?
The polar hat trick. Nah. So, basically, what it is, it's you ski to the North Pole across Greenland's largest ice cap and down to the South Pole. So, you're knocking all three out, calling it a hat trick, right? A polar hat trick.
What?
Yeah, man, she's the youngest person to ever do this. Yeah, so you ski to the North Pole, then across Greenland's largest ice cap, and down to the South Pole.
The South Pole?
Yes, sir.
How?
It's like, I don't know. If we had a map in front of us, I probably could show you, but it's possible. It's definitely possible. And basically, long story short, her name is Jade Hammeister. And she gave an inspirational speech on TED Talk, which I've been getting into once again. Anyways, so she gave an inspirational speech on TED Talk. It got posted on YouTube, and there was all kind of internet trolls basically telling her to make me a sandwich. You know, guys being dumb. Because, you know, it's 2018, and people don't know how to grow up. Anyways, long story short, Jade saw this, and earlier this month, she made her way back down to the South Pole, and she did exactly what those trolls told her to do. She made him a sandwich, and she posted a picture with her on the South Pole saying, "Tonight, I skied back to the pole again to take this photo for all those men who commented, make me a sandwich on my TED Talk." She wrote this and put it on Facebook. "I made you a sandwich, ham and cheese. Now ski 37 days and 600 kilometers to the South Pole and you can eat it. Mic drop."
think the U.S. needs some Norway men in here. That is the ultimate shut up, though. I'm not skiing anywhere.
Would you snowboard or anything?
Man, I know one person that's went skiing or snowboarding that hasn't come back hurt. One. That's a pretty high success rate of injury. I'm gonna keep my butt in the cabin.
That sounds about right. Well, what else you got for us, JP?
So I have a story about a 9-year-old boy. His name is Nathan Tran, and recently he went to visit a Baylor Scott and White's McClinton Cancer Center in Waco. And basically he got inspired. He saw all these kids fighting cancer and he was like, wow, I am so grateful for what's going on. So he wanted to give back. And so he donated all of his Christmas money he got that Christmas, more than $400, to the cancer center. And I think it's awesome.
Man, he's 13 years old?
Nine.
Man. A 9-year-old giving away more than $400 he got for Christmas and stuff. These kids are like so much nicer than what we were.
Maybe it was just us. Maybe we were just bad kids, Tim.
Yeah, man. I mean, like, I'm glad we're doing this now because we got to make up for the past. What's your last one, JP?
So my last one is about a philanthropist. His name is Denny Sanford. And he donated $30 million to the San Diego Zoo 2 weeks ago. And if you don't think that's awesome, he's also donating he's donating $30 million today. So yesterday, whenever you hear this, to college scholarships in California. And I think it's awesome. That's a lot of scholarships.
He donated $30 million to two different organizations, basically.
In 2 weeks, yeah. So $60 million.
60 mil. Oh.
He's donated $843 million nationally over the past 11 years.
Who is this dude?
Billionaire named Denny Sanford.
Go ahead, billionaire, man. That's awesome. The fact that he gave away over 840, what'd you say, 843?
Yeah, only $843 million in the past 11 years. No big deal. No big deal.
I don't even know the guy's name. Ain't that a shame?
How many people you know have donated $800 in a lifetime?
I mean, I know a lot of people, so I know some people that donate money, but...
Okay, Tim. Hanging out with the right people.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to, you know? But my thing is, like, $843 million, like, I could get, like... 2,000 people together and all of our incomes together won't even make 1% of what that dude just donated. I just think it's awesome, though. Oh, $843 million in 11 years. Shout out to him.
For sure. And he's not done yet. It's going to keep on going, and we're going to keep on talking about it.
I believe it, man. We got to definitely follow that dude and see what he's doing for the rest of the week. Well, man, I got a positive quote because I know we're done with our positive news stories.
Let's hear it.
It's better to be at the bottom of a ladder you want to climb than at the top of one that you don't. Stephen Kellogg or Stephen Kellogg.
Stephen Curry? With a shot. Anyway. Hopefully we enjoy these positive news stories. We'll be back on Friday with a Food Waste episode. Till then, we're out.
Stay positive.